This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What do you like best about what your offense is doing right now?
There's a lot to like. You know, it's 1 through 9. Everybody seems like they're clicking. You know, not missing pitches, sticking to their approach, executing at bats, game plan, not chasing as much, using the whole field. We saw it today, you know, a lot of two out RBI, people going the other way, using the big part of the field, doing damage when we need to. So there's a lot to like about the offense right now.
Those three defensive plays in the fourth inning, not just Taylor, but including Taylor, what did you think of those?
Yeah, pretty unbelievable. You know, that inning right there is what you call a big league defensive inning. Bullet that goes off Vientos' glove, and Lindor gets it and, you know, throw the guy out. That Taylor play was unbelievable. You know, when that ball went up, and I'm looking at Taylor where he started it, I was like, no way he's going to get there. And before you know it, he's diving for it and makes a ridiculous play, you know. And then another guy hits a bullet, and Lindor makes it look like a routine play. I thought Pete had a really good day defensively too, a couple of nice diving plays. So overall, I thought we play really well. We play well.
Manny?
Luis Angel Acuña, another two hits today. Just what are you seeing from him? He's been hitting really well over the last 10, 12 games or so.
Yeah, he's working at bats, you know, not chasing as much, using the whole field, not trying to do too much. You saw it today again, going the other way, pulling when he needs to. And he's just a dynamic player, you know. When he gets on base, he stole a base. Then before you know, he's scoring on a single. And then from first base, his ability to score from first on a ball down the line. So there's a lot to like offensively, not just, you know, on the box, but when he gets on base. So and that's part of his game too. So I like where he's at offensively. I like where he's at base running defensively. There's a lot to like there too.
Just Jose Buto, was that the best you've seen him this season?
I don't know. I know he struggled, you know, a couple of times, but I feel like he's also been throwing the ball well, you know. The other day was a tough one. Ground ball got through, like, you know, ball found hole. But I like how he's using all of his pitches, especially like the four seam at the top, the changeup, the slider today. He attacked through strikes, the typical Jose Buto that we know.
Danny? Oh.
Sorry, my bad. Just back to the fourth for a second. The team struggled last year defensively. And then in the game today, you have those three plays. I thought Pete's defense today, besides the one pick that got away from Vientos, was really nice. His defense looks like it's picked up too. Was that a point of emphasis in the offseason as far as defense goes, or extra conversations with the guys? Because the defense has looked, I feel like, a lot better than last year.
Yeah, and we got good defensive players. You know, you can look at it up the middle, anywhere you put them, you look at it defensively. I wouldn't say he's always been a, you know, it's not like we stress or we put extra emphasis. He's always been an important part of our game. You know, pitching and defense is how we're going to win a lot of baseball games. And understanding that, you know, starts with talent, and we feel like, and we know we got a lot of talent there, not only offensively but defensively as well, and we've seen some good results. That's part of why I feel like our pitching has been right there, because we continue to play really good defense behind those guys.
And as far as that catch goes from Taylor, where does that rank for you?
I mean, I saw a couple of them when we played Miami. They made a couple of against us, and that one's right there at the top. You know, that's a big league play. It's a long ways to go. I don't even know what the catch probability was on there, but pretty impressive there.
Laura?
In the past, you know, people have spoken about Pete's defense as maybe not average or below average. Do you feel that that's an unfair assessment, or do you feel like he's improved in recent years?
100%. I always, you know, I've been in this league for quite a bit now, and Pete, you know, the defensive numbers, you know, the metrics, everybody got their own metrics and things like that, and a lot of them is wrench, you know. And I feel like at times first basemen in general get penalized a lot for ground balls, maybe on the four hole where you just got to go cover, and the second baseman's right there, and there's some metrics that feel like the first baseman should get that ball when the second baseman's right there. I've been saying it since last year. Pete is, if he's not the best, he's one of the best at picking balls in the dirt. His ability to use the whole bag and the footwork, using corner to corner, like there's a lot that he does defensively that I think gets overlooked.